Polling stations are set to close in the West African nation of Angola in the first general election since 1992. One of Africa's major oil producers, Angola is also one of the world's poorest countries. It is striving to tackle the legacy of the 27-year civil war that ravaged the country after independence from Portugal in 1975.
An estimated 8.3 million people are registered to vote in the contest, largely between the ruling Popular Movement for Liberation of Angola and the rebel group UNITA. Angolan authorities want the election to set an example after flawed ballots elsewhere in Africa and to demonstrate its recovery from decades of civil war that ended in 2002.
Luisa Morgantini, head of the European Union's election observer mission in Angola, spoke to us from the capital, Luanda, and said that despite delays, campaigning was free and fair.
The elections are going well. Above all, the electoral campaign was really very good. There were, of course, limitations, but it was inside the international and the Angolan law. In the election day, there was some problem in some of the polling stations. It was disorganized. People didn't know exactly what to do at the polling station. Not everything was ready, so there was a lot of delay. But now it seems that the things are going much better. They're recuperating. And in the same time, in all the province, really good. People are voting. They're voting without any sort of intimidation. And above all, it's very extraordinary, the participation of the people. They were waiting the queue since 5 o'clock in the morning. Many, many women, everybody was going to vote. That was really very good.